Do you have absolute conviction for your own treatment methods? What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Soft Tissue Revolution, the podcast. Dr. Matt Maggio here, already on episode 78. Let's just get right into it. We live in a world of people just being boastful. Did I say that word right? Boastful. Yeah, boastful. And just spewing a lot of bullshit and a lot of nonsense all over social media and like, oh, this is the most amazing thing ever. I have this magic treatment or this magic pill or this magic device or this one thing and it fixes all injuries and can just eliminate everything. And they're like so loud about it. They're so like, this is revolutionary. This is changing everything. And these people just boom, 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 just blasting this stuff and going to the end of the earth to let people know how great this product really is. Now, the true question of this one was, do you actually believe in your own product? And that's where conviction comes from. So conviction is really important. People can pick up on conviction. Like conviction is this idea of like you truly believe in what you do and what you provide. You see this a lot, you know, a lot of us, especially in the injury space and musculoskeletal injury stuff, you know, you see this a lot with like the multi-level marketing people, you know, specifically, you know, like the pyramid schemes like that. These people drink the Kool-Aid. They believe this stuff and they can say it when they come out and they say it. It's like, holy shit, they really do believe in that product and they do that. And we need more conviction of what we do. But this goes back to the idea of, do you truly have absolute conviction of your own treatment methods and your own product? And there's only one way to really tell. Do you use your own treatment methods? Do you use the own products that you're showing to the world, that you're marketing and everything like that? And then if you don't have any fucking conviction and you're full of shit. So if you're one of these people out there selling bullshit to people, then you need to stop because you don't believe in it. And you know what? We live in a day and age where people can really start to sense a lot of bullshit. Their bullshit meter goes really high. There's so much bullshit out there. But the thing that happens is nobody gets to that point. And we just sit there and we struggle with it. You know, you got these people all the time. It's like, oh, this is the most revolutionary product ever. And it's changing lives. And be like, okay, do you use the product yourself? And they're like, well, I don't use it myself, but I've seen with everyone else. So when you hear someone say that, just go bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And in your mind, tell that person to go fuck off. Because they're not selling anything of real value. So the way to tell if your product is something that you truly believe in is, if you got injured, would you want to get treated by the same thing? And if you can, without a doubt, say, yes, I do that, and you use that product on the regular, and you're able to do that, then you got conviction. And you know what? That comes across to patients. Patients are like, oh man, this guy really believes in what they do. This girl really believes in what they do. And it goes to a whole different level. But if you're injured, and the last person you want to go to is someone that does what you do, and you go to someone else, you're lying to yourself, you're lying to your patients, and you are full of shit. Let that sink in again. I'm going to say it again. You're lying to yourself, you're lying to your patients, and you're full of shit. Because if you don't believe in your own product, how can you expect anyone else out there to do that? So we live in this day and age where all these marketers, everyone's out there, it's like, all these amazing things are going to happen. Your instant pain relief, or you don't have to do anything, or this magic cupping, or this magic pill, or this magic vitamin. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. What it all comes down to is we have to have a correct diagnosis for the problem. We have to have a hands-on treatment to fix it. And we have to have a skill set to fix it. So if you're injured and you're like, oh shit, I don't want to go to someone that does what I do, and you go to someone else down the road, then start using that product. Start learning that product and quit using bullshit. Because one thing that happens when you present something to a patient, you present a solution to a problem, they want to know that you have conviction. Your staff has to have conviction. You have to have conviction. Your friends and family have to have conviction. Conviction is such an amazing thing. And it can go two ways. You know, sometimes people have false conviction and they've just been brainwashed and thinking that their product is amazing, but they don't really ask any questions. It's like these gurus out there and they're able to say all these amazing things, but it's like, look at the facts, look at the reality. Is there specific measurements? Is it a results-driven treatment? Is it a functional-based treatment? If it only relies solely on like the patient going, yeah, I feel great, like it's not going to be long-lasting for that. But it comes down to conviction. And we live in this day and age, I keep repeating it, of this idea that everyone's trying to rip us off. You know, everybody comes in with, you know, their guard way up. And I don't blame people. There is so much wrong and so much bullshit out there. It's just crazy. But it comes back to you and having a conversation with yourself. And think of all the things that you sell to people. Like, do you really believe in all that? If you got a wall full of supplements of all these things, or you have these magic exercise things, or whatever you do, do you use it yourself? If you don't, then why are you selling it to people? If it's so fucking great, then why don't you use it yourself? So I apologize for the language today, but no, actually I don't, because it's just one of these things where it makes me sick. Like, people don't believe in their own shit. And how, if you don't believe in your own shit, how can you ever expect people to buy your product and go there? And these are the same people who are like, man, business isn't good. I'm not getting where I need to be. It's because you're selling bullshit and you're telling yourself you're selling bullshit. So believe in your own product, have conviction, and articulate that to the patient. And they're going to know. They're going to be like, yes, I am in the right place. This guy believes it. Like, he feels it. Like, share your story. Use your story. Use testimonials. Show that. Because people want social proof. We are a very social being and society. We want to know that other people use it and they have had success with it. And you have to articulate that and share that with the patient. So that's all I got for today. I always appreciate you guys on so many levels. Facebook group is growing each and every week. Just getting a lot of good information out there, connecting with a lot of good people. And there are people out there that want to change the world. They want to be on this journey to put an end to the pain pill epidemic with hands-on soft tissue treatment that are real results in helping people avoid pain pills, surgeries, injections, and bigger problems down the road. So if you haven't joined the group, you're missing out. What you got to do is click the link in the bio, answer the questions, be part of the group, engage in the group, find out more about what we do, how you can help, and how you can be part of the revolution. As always, I appreciate your time. I know it's your most valuable resource, and I will see you guys on the next one. Bye.